James O'Keefe, Google exec, says big tech, big companies are coordinating to help Kamala Harris win. By Alana Mastrangelo on September 10, 2024. James O'Keefe claims that Google growth strategist Dakota Leeser told an undercover journalist with O'Keefe Media Group that there is a coordinated effort by big tech and big companies to help Vice President Kamala Harris to win the 2024 election and be our next CEO, adding that it is most profitable for Google when Americans are in crisis and fearful of some impending sense of doom and that democracy is going to end. Google is a very liberal, progressive company, Leeser said. If they have a belief that one side will allow them to make more money at the very, very top, I don't think it's political, I think it's, like, economic. I think it's all about, like, the shares and the stock price, Leeser says in the recently released video. Watch below. Leeser went on to suggest that political headlines fueled out of hate help generate ad revenue for Google, adding that the tech giant has promoted ads with rhetoric that was very pro-Kamala that seemed to link out to legitimate news sites. These political headlines that are generating clicks, which generates ad revenue, it's all fueled out of hate, he said. Google was essentially promoting through its ads, like, rhetoric that was very pro-Kamala, and it seemed to link out to legitimate news publication sites, Leeser added. It would seem like it was an ad for PBS, but it was really an ad for the Kamala campaign or whatever. The Google executive added that this is a coordinated effort by big tech and big companies to try and get her to win. It's definitely coordinated. When you zoom out and look at who's really pulling the strings of this country, it's like a handful of billionaires, a lot of them are in tech. And it's like tech controls the media, essentially, Leeser said. Not completely, but it's like you go to Google. They're reorienting the search engine such that Kamala is more favored, he added. Facebook, I feel like, is promoting content that is favorable towards her, Leeser continued. A lot of the AI stuff that's sort of, like, liberating right now, is doing so in a way that's generally favorable to her. Leeser then reiterated his belief that a handful for billionaires are trying to control the outcome of the 2024 presidential election. I feel like it's a coordinated effort by billionaires at the top who want Kamala to be our next CEO, he said. But I don't think there's a chance that she wins. After being asked if he feels bad that Google is actively deceiving voters, Leeser replied, no, adding, I feel like if it's not Google, it's going to be someone else. I mean, it's all like a psyop, psychological operation. The Google executive also suggested that fear sells, noting that it is very profitable when Americans fear there is some impending sense of doom and are having an existential American crisis that democracy is going to end. I think whatever demographic is most fearful is going to be most profitable, Leeser said. And I think right now the left is more fearful than the right is. O'Keefe also pointed out that CNN technical director Charlie Chester has also previously admitted to one of his undercover journalists that fear sells. Leeser has since deleted his X account, as well as his TikTok videos. He has also removed his bio and contact information, O'Keefe said. This follows his exposure on Hidden Camera, where he admitted Google has been coordinating with the Harris campaign and manipulating search engine ads to favor her in the 2024 election, O'Keefe added. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.